Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in loop on Sports Radio 610. I started getting down a little bit
the
of a
old rabbit hole.
Various people still sending in their enforcers. Nolan Ryan feel like an enforcer to you? Because, I mean, that was an ornery son of a gun.
A little Alvin bit more. Zone. Yeah, he would give you the old bow tie, as they say.
That's right. that is absolutely right.
That was a term they used. I think he coined that phrase.
I mean, that sounds about right. Yeah. somebody says Zach Randolph. I mean, he was one of those you don't want to mess with. Bubba McDowell in the 90s for the Oilers.
Maybe. I don't remember that exactly.
Okay.
Him
all right.
Albert Bell.
Who'd you say?
Albert Bell.
Okay, yeah. And then someone, this, again, no shade to this person by any means. But somebody said Jim Loskutov.
Jim Loskutov.
I was like, I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that is.
I did my Googles. And that is a Celtic, former Boston Celtic, who was drafted in the third round of the 1955 draft. And I was like, what you want me to do with that? I'm sorry.
Damn, that was before my uncle.
It's before me.
My father wasn't even born.
He was. Must have been a bad dude, though.
Hey, salute to you for knowing that one.
He left a mark.
I was like, I don't know what you want me to do on that. But yeah, he must have been a bad man. All right, let's go around the NFL now. We start with some local news. Jimmy Ward's attorney spoke to, I think it was Aaron Wilson, KPRC2, about obviously the situation where he was, you know, charged with family violence, this assault. Obviously, strangulation was the actual charges or the actual focus of the charges that were brought against Jimmy Ward in Magnolia County. Apparently, in the statement from attorney Steve Jackson, they asked that the public reserve judgment, but they also talked about continuing to thoroughly investigate this woman and her history. And the ultimate part is they believe Jimmy Ward will be vindicated of these charges and these allegations. So, I mean, that is the stance that there is. Obviously, we know that Jimmy's out on bond and that they're, you know, obviously progressing in that circumstance. But, like, for you, what I mean, again, hearing this very small, I guess, progress of the story, where did your mind go? What did you take from the statement that was put out?
It's just ugly. Yeah, you know, to put it in very direct, terms, it's just ugly because let's break down what this attorney said. Steve Jackson is Jimmy Ward's attorney. And, again, let's be very clear. We don't know either way. We don't know either way.
And I don't purport to know either way.
We're not passing judgment, but that's where it's as if this attorney, Steve Jackson, he read the playbook and knows the playbook better than a lot of NFL players know their playbook. Because in one breath, he said, this is a direct quote, "We just ask that the public reserve judgment."
So that we can show everyone that Jimmy Ward, that they have all come to know, is the same person and did not do this, was the continuation of that quote.
First breath, he says Next breath, he says this. "We'll continue to thoroughly investigate this woman and her history and believe that Jimmy will be vindicated." What is he trying to say there?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I mean, I get a strong feeling of what he's trying to say, because as you mentioned, like, yeah, there is kind
sounds
of
like
a,
she got a history.
He's saying that, let's reserve that judgment, but yeah, we're going to investigate her history.
Right. And I mean, this
come
falls,
on, man.
This yeah does fall in line with, I guess, what I will use. I will use the word trope, like the typical trope. Mm-hmm. And I try and use that without judgment. Only, you know, take of it what you will. I'm doing my best here. Yeah. But the trope that happens in matters of similar circumstance where, all right, but, you know, what about her? What is her involvement in bringing this man to this place?
Yeah.
But as much as, you know, you might dislike or what have you, the idea of like what some might term as like victim blaming or what have you.
Yeah.
The thing that I have to say in a very callous way is there is something to be said for it working. Right.
And that's why he's doing it. Like I said, he read the playbook.
That's the thing that is a little upsetting when it comes to matters of domestic violence.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. This just makes me sick. It's an ugly thing.
And I'm not saying that there's not a possibility that there's truth within it, but it really is ugly, and it's unfortunate that the Texans have this that they have to deal with. This is why, especially this time of year, is so mm-hmm fraught. It's like one of the things that I talked about when we first found out about this is there's not much to talk about around mm-hmm this besides what you have there, and if you are talking about it, it really lends you to speculation, which is the last thing you want in matters like this.
Look, he could be right, she could be right. We don't know. I'll say that again. But to say we just asked the public to reserve judgment and then say we're going to investigate her and her history, that is right out of the playbook.
Setting the table.
It is setting the table. Yeah. People are going to believe it. Some people are not going to believe it. But it's just sick.
It's going to be some mudslinging.
Yes. Yes.
Dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. Everything going to be out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I imagine we have to brace ourselves for what is the next thing to drop in that particular circumstance. But that is the update when it comes to Jimmy Ward in that regard. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. George Kittle was talking, and I mean, it's this time of year where there's not a lot of things happening. However, George Kittle did say something in talking about tight ends and saying that he believes that they need to be paid more and they deserve better pay. Do you agree with this sentiment?
I think they do need to be paid more. And the reason for that is tight ends these days, and I'm not talking about the, you know, we've dealt with them here, guys that just block, guys that just receive, guys that are sort of hybrids, et cetera. The guys that can do multiple things and stay on the field, that's one of the most important pieces of any team that is worth its salt or that can make a run. Tight ends are kind of underpaid when they can do so many things and are so integral to what an offense does.
Yeah, this is all part of the tight end university thing that he's a part of, that obviously there's there, and he's a mm-hmm co-founder of it, right? He wants to make sure that his colleagues get paid, that help them, you know, better themselves in their game, but then also in what they're doing. And I think, yeah, I think you're right. Like, tight end offered, or it was a position where I think it was, there was an opportunity for schematic advantage, mm-hmm. right? You have, especially as athletic as those guys have become, you have a guy who could be a almost additional lineman in a lot of circumstances, in the best cases, right?
Yeah.
Those top guys, that the guys that you're looking at drafting in fantasy mm-hmm. football that you have to get, as opposed to the guys who you could stream, right? Mm-hmm. For a lack of a better term of talking about it, right? The likes of George Kittle, the likes of, at one point, I guess, Mark Andrews, the likes of some of these guys at the very top, tight end-wise, those guys allowed you to put defenses in real problems, especially as the defense has gotten to nowadays where, you know, defenses have gotten smaller in order mm-hmm. to range around. Who do you have that has the size to deal with his physicality, but also has the the mobility to keep up with the guy of that level of athleticism? That has been a huge place where teams have been able to take advantage. I wonder how long that advantage remains, though, as I think we're starting to mm-hmm. trend to where the defenses, and we're talking about Cooper mm-hmm. Kupp's take on this, where the defenses are getting more complex and maybe they're getting a little bit more sizable again.
Yeah.
Like, where does the next advantage pop up? But for the time being, tight ends do absolutely need to try and cash in as much as they can, because they have been viewed as an also-ran or an afterthought too far, too much into this when it comes to compensation.
I'm kind of rolling this around in my head in real time here, because the thought just occurred to me. Let me ask you both this. I think the position group in the NFL that has the fewest truly elite players is defensive tackle. Second might be tight end. Like, I think there are fewer elite tight ends than running backs.
Ooh, that's an interesting thing. Well, the running back thing is entirely weird, because what do we term elite, and how much do we need to see from a running back to get
into that elite? It's not factual. It's just what you feel is. But I would say defensive tackles, like, there are fewer elite, like,
agreed,
true elite defensive tackles.
I do think that that's fairly
than any other position group.
Probably.
I think there are fewer elite tight ends that can block and can run and can do all these things that we're talking about than running backs.
I think that's
certainly
fair.
Than quarterbacks.
I'm trying to think, how many elite tight ends is it that we can name off the top?
Five-ish?
Name them. All right, go ahead and name them then.
Four? I mean, obviously, Kelsey, Kittle.
Now you have Trey McBride in that space. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
There's not a lot.
There's some young guys, and there's been a nice run of young guys coming in, the likes of, like, Sam Laporta. How much do you like him? TJ Hawkinson, how much do you like him?
Laporta's in the list, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. And
I don't know about Hawkinson being elite.
Yeah, not yet. So if you have, Mark Andrews, depending on the playoffs.
He's actually in an interesting space because he might be on the back end of whatever elite view. He might be falling out of that elite territory into, like, a very good.
Is
or
Brock
still
Bowers
good.
Elite?
Brock Bowers is one of the ones that I was thinking of. It feels like he has the opportunity to.
But still, once we get to three or four, we're arguing it, right? So there's four, five maybe at the most, elite tight ends. That's fewer than there are
Kittle,
elite
running Bowers,
backs.
McBride, Andrews, Laporta, Hawkinson, Kelsey. Are you still
putting
in
Hawkinson
that space?
And some of these others, you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is, when you have the fewest elite players outside of defensive tackles, arguably, than any other position group, those dudes should be paid. Like, they should be. Think about what an elite defensive tackle gets paid and then what an elite tight end gets paid. It's a big difference.
Yeah, and I mean, some of that is also why we saw, like, the likes of Jimmy, of course, as soon as I'm going to say his name, cat who played for the Saints and the Seahawks.
Jimmy Graham.
Graham. We go. Thank you. Very good. But yeah, Jimmy Graham, like, this is why you saw him trying to see if he could get, you know, classified as a pass catcher or wide receiver and get more of his money in order to, you know, because that was, and to be fair, that is what teams should be doing to some degree, is finding the places where there is a kind of market depression and you can mm-hmm. find a market inefficiency that you can capitalize. And for a long time, that has been getting a tight end that is capable of doing, you know, big mm-hmm. things, so that you don't have to. You know, you're getting more bang for your buck.
It seemed like they kind of in that position of being, I guess, on the defensive version of a like an outside linebacker / DN,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, they probably ain't getting that DN money. They probably getting that outside linebacker money.
Yeah.
And they want to get paid a little more like a DN.
Yeah. And that outside linebacker has come, though. They've leveled that out. They're just like, oh, are you rushing the quarterback?
No, all right, here you go. Calling here's them edge.
Yeah.
all right. Well, with that being the case, like, you're talking about these edges and these edge rushers. Are any of those possibly the answer to this question? I've seen this on a few NFL podcasts banding this around, especially this time of year. But after Desmond Bain gets traded from the Grizzlies in basketball, and I understand, but stick with me, to the Orlando Magic. Four first-round picks. Of course, there's a couple of role players that go to Memphis, and I think me and Figgy were talking about the idea of KCP's contract being a little rough. That factors in, but you know, just kind of wiping that clean.
Yeah, yeah.
There are players, number of whom, who have been traded for four first-round picks in the NBA over the last few years. Is there a single player in the NFL that you could get yourself to four first-round picks, NFL-wise? Understanding also that first-round picks in the NFL and the NBA are different. I've seen people kind of compare first-round picks in the NFL to, like, maybe lottery picks in the NBA, and then maybe second-round picks are, like, the remainder of the second round or maybe that middle of the second round or middle of the first round to later on, and maybe the second round is entirely just, like, day three picks in the NFL. So it's not one-to-one, but even that first round, is there any player that you could get to four first-round picks where you go, yeah, I think that this is a smart trade to make?
Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I don't even think it's close. You ask any team that doesn't have a quarterback, would you give up? Keep in mind, you gave up three for Deshaun Watson. You know, any team that doesn't have a quarterback, would you give up your next four first round picks for Patrick Mahomes? I'd say, is that all?
And that is the one I start thinking about. Yeah. The only thing that then hits me is just first round picks are so valuable, and opportunity cost is what I start talking about. Like, yes, you get a quarterback that you know damn well, that you believe to be, you know, if not the best or one of the best quarterbacks in the league, you know that he'll do what his part of this.
Yeah.
The thing that you start thinking about is how many, you know, high level players and players that can impact a lot of the game are you going to be able to find in those other picks that you are now giving up on, and how expensive is your team going to become because of that as you're continuing to pay not only the quarterback but those others?
Yeah. I'd take my chances on that.
It's funny because I felt like before Deshaun Watson was traded, I felt like we were all sitting here and like, man, maybe three first round picks, 2 seconds, a couple third. I felt like we kind of overvalue what people in the NFL look at these trades like that. So I don't even know if anybody would trade for four first round picks at this point.
All right, so you say Patrick Mahomes. Is there anyone else? Maybe this is the question that I also had, because we understand quarterback impacts the game more than maybe any other individual player does. Is there any non-quarterback that even gets close for you?
Yeah, because the other answer would probably be Josh Allen, and I don't even want to go because people can talk
Lamar
about
Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, non-quarterbacks.
Is there anyone that even gives you a thought?
Not
no Myles Garrett.
Nope.
Not
at this point.
Not Chase or Jay Jettas.
Nah.
Not four.
Nah.
I'm trying to think. Who's at the top of another position? Because, I mean, like, edge rusher is where I was going. Wide receiver is where I was going. I mean, it's clearly not going to be a running back. We know how that kind of goes. Mm-hmm. Is there a left – I mean, there's not a left tackle that you're paying. Like, there's just – it's just a clear demarcation into the different levels of not just value but also, like, timeline. Because I think you give four first-round picks and you still have an expectation that you have that player around for 4 or 5 seasons. NFL is so fleeting at some points with that. And then also, again, opportunity cost and the ability for an individual player to impact various different places. Plus, the value of a rookie contract also is just so different in the NFL versus the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, I don't see – I can't see that, man. Yeah. Like, even when Myles Garrett was – kind of wanted out from the beginning, I ain't think he was going to go for that much.
He might have been the only one that would be in the neighborhood back when he was, you know, a few years ago.
I say probably a max of maybe 2 first rounds and then some other stuff
some
around
other stuff
it.
That maybe you could possibly
I just don't I don't see everybody blowing their whole draft or drafts with an S on somebody that's not a quarterback.
832 says JJ in his prime. Is there any Texan that you think?
I don't know,
it would have to be JJ from Andre.
Four first round picks?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All due respect.
unless you're like already a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And those picks going to be 31 and 32 or something like that.
Yeah, man. Different value of picks in the NFL and the NBA, but also very interesting. And somebody said those types of guys and their salaries make it not reasonable. And that's the thing, is like the player, by the time you have the certainty that this player is good enough for four first round picks, I think also then you're in a place where their salary is eating up so much of your cap that you go, oof, this is a little rough. Yeah.
Unless it's like a player on a rookie contract already and you jump in early.
Yeah.
So, this was a hypothetical and they asked some executives. One executive brought up Jaden Daniels because of that, right?
That's why I was thinking.
They feel rookie like they contract. Know who he is and he is on a rookie contract to where maybe it makes it work. for you. And you can use the money to get, you know, pay free agents in other spaces to fill that space. But it was an interesting thought process I thought I'd bring up in the loop, or rather around the NFL in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, I'll circle back around to the Astros, who are now tied for the second most wins in all of the American League. Right? They've been doing some real good things. And which couple of players, if you can only pick two from what the Astros are doing, hold the key to the rest of the way for them? 713-572-4610. Two players that are going to dictate what the Astros continue to do. Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.